This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great night. Welcome to the program. A lot to digest. Got some great guests coming up as well. Chris Mannix covering the Celtics and the Nets will stop by. Chris Sims has his mock draft. And Nick Wright from Fox Sports First Things First will stop by. You can be part of the program in a variety of ways. You can dial us up, email, tweet, and 877-3DP-SHOW is a phone number. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. A surprise buy one, get one sale in the store at danpatrick.com. Buy any t-shirt, get a second one 50% off. Sale ends Wednesday. No code required. Just add shirts to your cart. And you can save. This program brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive, supplements for driven dudes trying to lose weight. Try M-Drive Lean Protein Powder with ingredients backed by science to help you lose weight. Go to mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. A lot of conversation about Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Are they the most skilled duo of all time? And they might be. That doesn't matter today. They're skilled, but they weren't skillful against the Celtics. Celtics were the better team. And, you know, Brooklyn sold out for the big three this year. And that looked great on paper. They spent over $100 million in those three players. One of those players is gone. Makes it even harder to compete when you're around, looking at $30 million of that tied to a player who didn't even play for you, and Ben Simmons. Brooklyn now has a long and painful offseason. And that should serve as a helpful reminder to the teams around the NBA. Star power is really important. But if you don't have quality depth to support those pieces, becoming a serious contender for a championship is going to prove to be very, very difficult. There are a lot of things to address. And we can always talk about the Celtics as, you know, we move forward to the second round. This is about the Nets today. The Raptors beat the 76ers. Mavs rolled the Jazz. But getting swept here, and when you went into this season, you had the two favorites, Lakers and the Nets. They didn't even win a playoff game. Lakers didn't even get in. That's never happened before. That's unheard of. Now, we can look at what's a bigger disappointment. What's a bigger surprise? What's a bigger failure? They're both failures. I mean, Kevin Durant and Kyrie got healthy second half of the season. Kyrie came back. He was able to play, even though he wasn't vaccinated. Thought Ben Simmons was going to play. Ben Simmons kept giving hints that he was going to play. Last Friday, he said, well, I can't play in game three. I can make an impact, reasonably could play in game four. So therefore, he's building up his own expectations. And then somebody says to Steve Nash, the head coach, hey, Ben Simmons says he might be able to play. And Steve goes,
I don't know anything about that.
He said, I don't really know about that. I'll just have to look into that game time decision.
That's Seton's Steve Nash impersonation. This is where a team, like, this is a mess because you should have one voice on this. That's it. It should be Steve Nash, not Ben Simmons, not Ben Simmons' agent, not Sean Marks, the GM. It should be Steve Nash. And Steve Nash should have said a while ago, and barring a miracle, Ben Simmons is not going to be able to play. And have a company line that everybody follows that. But here's Ben Simmons taking a picture of his sneakers on Instagram. All right, is he getting ready to lace them up? No. I think he's just showing you what he's going to wear on the bench, that he could play in game four. Don't say anything like that, because then when you don't, you look bad. And I didn't understand that philosophy. And then watching the press conference, and I'm always curious, you know, what you say, your exit interview. Here is Kyrie Irving on him and KD building this team.
In terms of my extension, man, I don't really plan on going anywhere. So this is added motivation for our franchise to be at the top of the league for the next few years. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the summer and just building with our guys here. When I say I'm here with Kev, I think that it really entails us, you know, managing this franchise together alongside Joe and Sean and just our group of family members that we have in our locker room and in our organization. I think we just got to make some moves this offseason, really talk about it, and really be intentional about what we're building and have some fun with it, make it enjoyable. And, you know, hopefully we get to start from day one just as a squad and as a family, and we just really worry about us.
Okay, I don't want him anywhere near anybody who's making decisions. Like, we're building in the offseason. I would not sign him to that max deal. I don't want him. He's spectacular. Oh, he's unbelievable. Best handle. I understand all of those things. Oh, he can get you 40 if he wants. I understand all of that. I just want to know if you want to play. What's your priority? Are you going to be available? I was hoping they would have this season motivation. He's talking about next season motivation. Here is KD talking about, oh, that elusive word, chemistry.
So it's a lot of stuff that happened throughout the series that just didn't work in our favor. But I like the way we tried to come together towards the end of the season and salvage what was lost, you know, with guys being injured, guys being traded, just, you know. So once we finally got together, we had a mission and wanted to make the playoffs and see what kind of noise we can make. And we didn't make any noise, but we got to the playoffs.
Then he was asked about his head coach.
Just to be clear, do you think that Steve is still the right guy to lead this group?
Come on, man. Like, yeah, like, Steve's been dealt a crazy hand the last 2 years. Had to deal with so much stuff as a head coach, first-time coach, and trades, injuries, you know, COVID, just a lot of stuff he had to deal with. And I'm proud of how he just focused and his passion for us. You know, we all continue to keep developing over the summer and see what happens.
Who dealt him that hand? Right? Management did. And you played a role in this. You and Kyrie got James Harden. Three of the top 15 players on the planet, right? You just didn't develop any depth. Look at these teams in the NBA right now. Look at Memphis, New Orleans, some of these other teams that have depth. The Celtics have depth. That's what you need this time of the year. You can have two really good players. But two really good players are going to give you what? 65 points, let's say. Well, who's going to provide the other 35, 40, 45. Everybody's, you know, getting 110, 120 points. Blake Griffin had as many points as I did last night. And as many as Ben Simmons last night. And Andre Drummond. Yes, he.
And even with all that said, every single game was close.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they got blown out every game. I understand that the Nets got swept. But they were just, every single game was competitive.
But they got swept.
Mm-hmm.
At least give me one.
At least they made it.
At least give me... Oh, wow.
Made it in April.
Wow. Yeah, they did. They made it and the Lakers didn't.
Would you rather not make it or make it and get swept?
I would rather not make it,
I think. That's your whole question.
Okay, you can put it up there. But look, if we're going to hammer LeBron about, oh, you built this team, now you got to take the blame, I got to do that to Kevin Durant as well. He wanted Steve Nash. He wanted to partner with Kyrie. Didn't want to go to the Knicks. He was involved in this. And then James Harden, my buddy, come on over. Oh, you're out of shape and you don't want to play here. Okay, we'll take Ben Simmons. And he doesn't even play at all. Yes, Marv.
So does this add to LeBron's legacy? I won a championship with Kyrie Irving.
Maybe we might look back and go, how did he win one with that guy? Although Kyrie did hit the shot to win that championship. Yeah, Paul.
You're letting some people off the hook, though, Dan. You're letting circumstances off the hook and situations. Oh. I watched the whole press conference last night. I was up late. And Kyrie Irving blamed circumstances and the situation, who I didn't see on the bench or playing in any of the series.
Is this the guy from the Jersey Shore?
Maybe the situation.
The sitch.
But circumstances took a lot of heat last night. I don't know if that means he couldn't play half the season. Those are circumstances.
He's circumstances, yeah. Or he's situation, or Ben Simmons is situation. One is circumstance and one is situation.
But it definitely wasn't their fault. The guys who played, yeah, not their fault. It was circumstances not. And situation.
I feel like James Harden is one of those two more than KD. Yeah. KD did his best this whole season to hold things down. I feel like
he's baggage.
James Harden is, he's baggage.
Baggage, circumstances, situation. Give credit to the Celtics defense because, you know, this is one of the great in-season turnarounds we've seen in a long time. A buddy of mine who lives in Boston, big Celtics fan, he sent me a long email today just telling me how great the Celtics are. And the first line is, I said, hey, congratulations, nice work. So my friend goes, nice work? One of the greatest in-season turnarounds in bleeping NBA history? And I go, it's the first round. And then he says, the change in style of play of Marcus Smart becoming a true point guard. Bleeping guy thought he was Steph Curry, then he woke up and became Gary Payton. I love that line. But he's right, because Marcus Smart thought that he was a shooter, and then he became the defensive player of the year. And then you put Tatum in there, and you can almost see the confidence with Tatum. You know, you still go back to that draft with Markelle Fultz. And I remember when the scout said, look, the best player in the draft is Jason Tatum, but Philadelphia will screw this up. And lo and behold, they did. They took Markelle Fultz. But Tatum, you know, you start to watch him and you're starting to almost see, like, he's Durant. And he's a great defender. Jaylen Brown and the depth there, they've done a wonderful job. And then, you know, I was watching a little bit of the 76ers. I'm always fascinated just body language-wise. You know, Joel Embiid is out there with a fractured thumb. James Harden, I don't know what's broken or damaged or bruised or whatever, but he went 2-for-9 over the last 46 minutes. When asked if Toronto was forcing him into missing shots, Harden said, I took 11 shots. Yeah, that's the problem. You took 11 shots. And you got an injured big man. So if you're not shooting, what are you doing? You're not playing defense. Oh, God. You start to... You know, we want to anoint.
I love when you get upset. I love when you get upset.
And then I'm watching Nick Claxton last night.
You're doing the thing with your hands in the air.
I am.
You look like Kyle Schwarber right now.
How can these guys all shoot like this?
I just don't understand.
Shooting here.
I could go out right now in the man cave, and you could blindfold me. And I'm going to guess I'm going to make 5 out of 10 free throws.
I'd take that. You're not going to go 0 for 10. Right?
No. But
next looking, perhaps.
Okay, I'll do that. Nick Claxton went 1 for 11 from the free throw line.
Clangston.
Clangston.
Wow.
No offense.
Wow.
He shot 9% from the free throw line. The worst single game playoff performance by any player attempting at least 8 free throws since Shaq went 0-for-8 in the 1995 conference finals.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Chris Mannix, who has been covering the Nets-Celtics series, will join us coming up. The Niners shaking off the Deebo Samuel trade talk. John Lynch, the GM, did a press conference in the right way. Just saying, hey, I don't foresee us trading Deebo Samuel. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't trade him. Remember the Seahawks? Pete Carroll? Oh, I can't see a scenario where we're going to trade Russell Wilson. And then he saw a scenario where he could. Oh, man, am I fired up. I'm fired up. What's poll question today, Seton?
We're going to go with the playoffs question. Would you rather not make the playoffs or make the playoffs but get swept in the first round?
All right. Okay. Yes, Paulie.
How about this as a poll? Would you bet your life versus $1 million that you could hit 1 out of 10 free throws? Let's say there was a bag with $1 million on it and then like a firing squad.
Okay.
Would you go up there and I know you would.
I would.
Seton can shoot. Fritzy and I are pretty below average shooters. Marvin can shoot flat, but it goes in. I think I'd bet, take that bet.
My nickname was the firing squad when I was in high school. Yes, Seton.
I crumble under pressure at the free throw line, and that's without a firing squad standing in front of
me.
So I don't know about that.
What's the over-under made free throws blindfolded by me?
3.5.
Okay. Is anybody going over that I'll make at least 4 free throws blindfolded during the commercial break? Paulie?
I like the over. I like the over because
Okay. All right. Maybe I shouldn't know who's taking the over or the under. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you guys write it down. Because then, who knows? Might miss one on purpose.
I'm sure this will never come to light, too. Yeah.
You bet against me.
5 years from now. Oh, yeah, but I can't make 5 out of 10 from the free throw line.
You know what I want to do? I sound like Peter King from yesterday. Thank you, Marv.
Nice.
God love Peter King, but man, you got to realize you're on radio and TV when he's going, Peter, come on. Turn away from the microphone. It's like Fritzy. Thank you, Fritzy. Thank you. All right, we'll take a break. Get your phone calls coming up. Chris Mannix will join us and get his thoughts on Kyrie and everything else going on in the NBA. Chris Sims has got his mock draft. It's always exciting. He's very, very good at this. And Nick Wright will have some strong opinions as well. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock is here to help you. U.S. Postal Inspection Service received almost 300,000 complaints of mail theft during 2020. That's up 160% compared to the previous year. Now, besides the personal information, the thieves are also stealing all that information. And, you know, they might use the theft to secure digital payment methods. So you got to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put so much information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours. LifeLock comes to the rescue, helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has been potentially compromised, they will send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Phone calls coming up. Settling on a poll question. By the way, if you were watching on Peacock, I wanted to prove to you that I could shoot better from the free throw line with my eyes closed than Nick Claxton did. He went 1-for-11. And I said to the Danettes, you know, let's have an over-under on how many free throws I'll make with my eyes closed. Paulie, what was the over-under?
3.5 from Vegas.
How many did I make, Paulie?
8 of 10, and your eyes were confirmed closed.
Yes, they were. And I'm disappointed that I only went 8 for 10.
You didn't airball one. Even the ones you missed, were they rimming in and out?
Yes. Who bet with me? Paulie, did you take the over?
Of course.
Marvin?
I did.
Seton?
It's a lock.
Todd?
I thought you were going to hit 3.
What?
I'm being honest. You showed me. I thought you were going to make 3. You could have a couple of air balls, but most of them were going to kind of rim out, and you beat that like right away. The first 4 shots, you already had 3.
Okay. Next break, Todd shoots 10 free throws.
My eyes open.
With my eyes open.
I do have some elbow tendonitis. I don't want to make an excuse.
Okay.
I do have some left elbow.
Oh, stop. You're sorry.
I do, actually.
No, stop. I got a surgically repaired shoulder.
I understand
shoulder.
That. But this is
the
really
Ben
inflamed.
Simmons of the show. Sit next to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you going to be available to shoot the free throws?
Well, the circumstances and the situations.
There's some tightness here. That's
how did you get tendonitis?
I don't know. But I have inflammation. But I don't know if it's from lifting weights the wrong way. Whatever it is.
Stop it. We all know. Tendonitis.
You've been lifting weights the wrong way for 30 years.
It's finally caught
Come
up.
Come on.
You can't do the same thing at age 18 that's age 52.
Who diagnosed?
There's something not right about my left elbow. I probably have to get an X-ray.
I'm going to guess there's other ways you got tendonitis.
So that's not necessary.
Okay.
Family show.
Who diagnosed you with tendonitis?
My brother-in-law is an orthopedist. And I don't know if I hyperextended something. I went over there for Passover last week.
Stop.
And I pointed to the spot.
Stop.
Oh, you got a
just
little,
stop.
Little tennis elbow.
Stop. Okay.
I was third team doubles in high school, so you can I can get
okay, what's
elbow.
The over-under? And it's a pie to the face if you don't make at least 4 out of 10.
Four? That's asking a lot. Four.
With your eyes open.
With my eyes open and my inflamed elbow, though.
Oh, my God.
I should make at least 3.
All right. 4 out of 10, or you get a pie to the face.
So mean.
All right. Let's bring in Chris Bannick, Sports Illustrated senior writer. He was at Game 4, Celtics-Nets last night, covered the entire series, and he joins us now. Chris, what's your takeaway from what you saw in this series?
On the Celtics side, they're as good as any team left playing in the NBA. You kind of knew that coming into this series because of the way they've dominated defensively, the best team in the NBA by a country mile, you know, since January 1st by a lot of metrics.
Well, you also go, they were, 23-24 at one point, and then they went on a run.
The turnaround has been remarkable. We can get into that, but I'm just, like, the way they defended Kevin Durant was the best I've ever seen Kevin Durant defended in a series. Like, and there are mitigating factors for Durant. Steve Nash, how he let him, Kevin Durant, just hang out there for 46 minutes in game 3 and 47 minutes in game 4. I mean, Dan, how bad must Cam Thomas be that you can't play him for 5 minutes while Durant is exhausted? Durant missed that free throw at the end of the fourth quarter that would have given the Nets a chance. And look, the guy doesn't miss a lot of free throws. You had to wonder in the moment, was it because he was so tired from playing all those minutes? But give the Celtics credit. Their defense was excellent, whether it's Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Grant Williams, who's emerging in this playoffs as a terrific defender. They are as good as it gets defensively in the NBA, and that defense is transferable. You can play that defense on anybody across the league.
Since January 8th, including the sweep of the Nets, the Celtics 37-10. If you're going to point one finger of blame in the Nets' direction, which direction?
Kyrie for starting all this. I mean, you know, Kyrie's spoken a couple of times during the series about chemistry issues and the inability to develop cohesion with the team. Well, whose fault is that? Like, you know, this team wasn't able to get him on the court for more than half in the first three quarters of the season. That played a factor in all this. And outside of game one and some decent minutes in the fourth quarter of game 4, Kyrie didn't just show up. I mean, I had people within the Boston organization that were talking about how it's eerily reminiscent to how he played in that first round or second round series against Milwaukee a couple of years ago, where he just seemed checked out of the series. So, I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around, but I mean, Kyrie has to absorb the bulk of it, both for what he did during the season that prevented them from developing that chemistry to how he played outside of game one of the series.
Do you think the Nets are going to give him a max deal?
I don't know what choice they have. You know, the Nets would prefer not to, obviously, but is there some team out there that would? Is there, like, and I'm just making this up because they always do crazy things, but like, would Sacramento out there, you know, give him a max level deal and they would lose him for nothing? The Nets don't have a lot of moves here, Dan. I mean, Kevin Durant is locked up. Joe Harris is locked up coming back. Ben Simmons, he's got 3 years left in his contract and is untradeable at this point. You let Kyrie walk, it's not like you clear this max level cap space to go out and get somebody else. It's Kyrie or it's nothing at this point. And as dangerous as it is to give him a 4-year contract or a 5-year contract, even in the neighborhood of $200+ million, what else are you going to do? They made their deal with the devil, so to speak. And this is kind of what this team's going to look like moving forward.
Ben Simmons and his agent reportedly had a meeting with the Nets yesterday. Why would you have a meeting on the day of, maybe, you know, an elimination game, potential elimination game, about your playing status or future, or what the hell's going on?
Well, I think they had to, Dan, because there was disappointment within the Nets organization that Ben Simmons wasn't going to be available for game four. I mean, everything that scene leading up to Sunday was that Ben Simmons was getting there. He came out and spoke late in the week about how he was feeling better, how he had no concerns about jumping back into the fray. Steve Nash said on Saturday that he had a great 3-on-3, came out of it feeling fine. And then Sunday morning comes along and he's got this back issue and he's not ready to play. So I think they had to address it head on with Brooklyn because there was definitely some disappointment reverberating through the organization. I was honestly a little bit taken aback, Dan, that even though he wasn't playing, he wasn't there on the bench. He wasn't supporting his team in an elimination game at the Barclays Center. Now, you know, the Nets officially said it was because of his back, but come on, like sitting on the bench, you know, for a couple of hours in what could be the last game of the season is really going to impact your back. I got to believe, and this is more speculation than anything else, that there was some anxiety within Simmons' team about fans turning on him, him sitting there on the bench in his very multicolored outfits and drawing the ire of fans that were seated in the nearby sections.
I just don't understand the organization. They should have had one voice, and that one voice was going to say, he's not playing unless there's something miraculous that's happening. He's not going to play. So let's just take the topic off the table. And then he comes out and he goes, I can't play in game three, but I could play in game four. Well, he's doing this to him. This is self-inflicted as well. But the Nets did this as well. How the hell do you get a herniated disc in your back if you haven't played all? He hadn't played at all in a year.
It's an indictment of not what Ben Simmons did once he got to Brooklyn, but of what he didn't do while he was in Philadelphia. When he was with the 76ers, even though he wasn't playing, he had access to everything that they had to offer there. He could have gone into the facility every single day, worked with the coaching staff, worked with the medical staff, worked with the training staff, at the very least, made sure his body was in tip-top shape. Now, the back injury, it predates this season. I mean, you go back to 2020 when he had to sit out at the end of the pre-pandemic season. He was dealing with some back problems. But if you haven't played since last June, and you know you're not going to play for Philadelphia that season for whatever reason, you have an obligation to make sure you're as physically healthy and to be in that kind of condition and dealing with that type of issue is really inexcusable.
I'm watching James Harden. I just don't get what happened to James Harden. And then he took 11 shots last night. He knows that Joel Embiid is hurt. I have to have him take 25 shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I just don't, you know, last year when James Harden got hurt, you know, when he struggled a bit down the stretch, you attributed it to the hamstring. You said, all right, he's got a hamstring issue, young, 32, 33, he'll be okay. But he doesn't have the burst he once had, Dan. Like when he was at his best in Houston, he got you on his hip, he went by you, he got to the free throw line. I think we've been so focused with James Harden about how the referees have changed how they call the game. He's not getting the same foul calls, that's the issue. I don't think that's it. I mean, I've watched a lot of James Harden over the years. He's not getting to the rim in the same ways he used to get to the rim. And look, he's had multiple hamstring injuries over the course of his recent career. Is it ever going to come back? You know, you talked about Kyrie and the dangers of giving him an extension. I mean, James Harden's made it clear, like, he's going to be looking for that 270-something million-dollar five-year contract when this is over. That is going to be an albatross around the necks of the 76ers for years to come. Think about where this team would be if Tyrese Maxey wasn't playing out of his mind early in this series. So, you know, these next couple of games, they're a referendum on James Harden. You know, Joel Embiid, that thumb's not going to get any better. We know that. That's a torn ligament in his thumb. He's going to play through it, and I give him credit for that. But this is where James Harden has to step up and make plays, or this Sixers team, they absolutely could become the first team to go out after being up 3-0.
Great to talk to you, Chris. As always, we'll check back in with you during the postseason. Thank you.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. You may have to, but man, that would be tough. Writing that check to James Harden, $250 million. And Kyrie? I mean, Kyrie at least, he's a better player, but you know, he's younger. He's more well-rested. At least, you think. And then he got to the playoffs or later in the season, and it was like, hey, we're tired. You're tired? How the hell are you tired? Yeah, Paul.
You shouldn't have to pay $250 million for a headache. No, you know what I mean?
My God.
If you're a general manager, you should be like, oh, do we have to do this? There's got to be another system.
You know, we always hear this. There's a taker for somebody. You know, when you go, you know, it's like everybody is going to find a partner. You know, like Russell Westbrook, somebody's going to take him, right? And then you go, oh, nobody. Remember Carson Wentz? Nobody going to take that contract. Well, they did. And so you go, okay, Kyrie? Who's Harden? Who's going to want to take that? Yeah, Marv.
The Orlando Magic are going to be so much better with James Harden as the lead guy.
I thought, you know, he'd go to Brooklyn, win a championship, and then he would leave and go back to his scoring ways where the games didn't mean anything. And he kind of did it in reverse order there. Corey in North Carolina joins us. Good morning, Corey. What's on your mind?
DP, what's up? I made it. Oh, my God. Okay. 5'10", 2". Well, I shopped in the Husky section at the top.
All right.
DP, I come to you today as a complete hater to revel in the demise of two men. This is a day for the NBA to celebrate, from KD going to Golden State to Kyrie beating Kyrie. Boston brought the brooms out, and they are out of here. Good day, sir. And DP, one more thing. I didn't get the call there at March Madness, but Chuck and Sister Jean. Enough for that. I'm serious. Enough.
Thank you, Corey. That was Reverend Corey there. I'm here today to tell you about, I'm a hater.
I like the energy.
Yeah.
Great energy.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Jordan in Ohio. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind?
Long-time listener, second-time caller, 59165. I would compare today's state of the NBA as basically the NBA pre-Magic and Larry. No real alpha, lack of competitiveness, and people are more interested in the ugliness off the court than they are what's going on the court.
All right. Well, thank you, Jordan. I'm not sure, you know, I follow the alpha. I think they're... There's probably plenty of guys who are alphas. But like Larry and Magic, there were alphas before Larry and Magic. Now, if you want to go back to the NBA didn't even televise the NBA Finals. They did it on tape delay. That was from the 70s to the early 80s. Then, you know, Larry and Magic came along and, you know, you had a black superstar, white superstar, East Coast, West Coast, and they were both on very, very good teams. So it worked out. But, you know, trying to find that Magic, Larry, Michael, it feels like we're always going to be looking for that. And we're not going to find it, because that's when you say, well, where's Willie Mays and who's going to be Hank Aaron? Who's going to be Mickey Mantle? Nobody is. There's not another Magic, and there's not another Larry. Luka's different. Luka could turn out to be better than Larry.
All right, hold on.
I know.
Sorry.
I know. But, you know, we hold on to these, you know, generations that we grew up in, and like, nobody's better than him. Everything was better. When you're younger, everything's better. You know, you look at you watch Steph Curry play, and I've watched the NBA for over 50 years. He doesn't remind me of anybody. No one. Absolutely not. But I think that's, you know, we have a hard time in break. Kevin Durant, what he does, now granted, he got shut down in this series. Kevin Durant, like that stuff is, it's amazing. LeBron, to do this for 20 years. So you do have today's modern star, but – I think we have a hard time embracing them. And we should embrace them. Because some of these players, what they do, how they do it, how often they do it, it's just remarkable. And, you know, we go back and Michael Jordan never missed a game-winning shot. Oh, he did. Larry never. Oh, he did. Magic. You know, they all made mistakes. They all had bad games. They all had bad series. So you have to be fair to today's player. Because your memory is powerful. And you only remember, it feels like, the good times, the good things. Take a break. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. right now. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Durant misses the second free throw. Rebound, Jaylen Brown. Outlet, dangerous, but it gets to Smart in the front court. Smart going to take it in, go to the left hand. Misses, offensive rebound. Al Horford and the Celtics lead by four.
Give me a damn broom, somebody. This is over.
That's courtesy of WBZ, the Sports Hub, Celtics Radio Network. Celtics 37-10 since January 8th. Play of the day brought to you by Panini. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the DP Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. During the commercial break, Fritzy went to the free throw line battling tendonitis. This is similar to Michael Jordan when he had the flu in Utah. Terrell Owens with a broken leg in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Really incredible.
Started off one of three and it got a little dicey there.
And I said that, Todd, the over-under was 3.5 free throws, eyes open. I shot mine eyes closed, and I went with the over. I thought Todd could make 4 out of 10. And he ended up making 5 out of 10, didn't you?
Still not great. You got 8 of 10 with your eyes closed.
That's okay.
5 of 10, yeah, like the flip of a coin, whether it's going to go in is not a great
number. But I wasn't battling tendonitis.
That's true.
Like
that,
you were.
I appreciate you saying that. It's true. I have some kind of inflamed elbow situation. I do.
I don't know what you get an inflamed elbow.
Whatever it is, I need to ice it. Oh, I don't know if I need an x-ray. Right. I've been putting like vegetables like the ice.
Is it just your left elbow
or, my left.
Or both?
My left elbow.
Okay.
My shooting elbow.
Why just one?
I don't know. I'm a lefty.
But you don't do anything.
Well, there's a lot of typing that goes on.
Oh, that's always, right.
He's sending Todd's sending off a gajillion emails.
I got some kind of elbow carpal tunnel. Can you get carpal tunnel in your elbow?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's more of like your hands.
I think it's all in your head.
And your wrists, actually. Wrists.
It's all in your head.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm always looking for the next ailment, I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
It's definitely all in his head, because when he went to go shoot, he was like, I got to take my wedding ring off. I can feel it on my fingers. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like to, because one time I was throwing a football around with my son in the backyard, and the ring went flying off my finger, and I went in such a panic mode. I don't know how we ended up finding it somewhere in the grass, but ever since that,
I know how you found it in the grass. You probably asked your wife to go out there and look in the grass for it while you're sitting inside.
Well, I had her go to like the Home Depot or something, get one of those things where you can go,
slow down, beep, 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 beep. Slow down. You're approaching.
I'm slurring my words.
That, yeah.
I almost had to get one of those machines, though, where you're like,
metal detector. Yeah. Every time I think about you in the backyard playing sports, you told the story about you were playing Nerf football and your pants were around your knees at one point.
Yeah, sometimes like when you're in junior high school, you experiment a little bit.
Okay, but how did you end up playing Nerf football and your pants are around your
knees?
I
know I love Nerf football, and just, you know, sometimes you're hanging out with the guys. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Sometimes it's like a dare. I don't know. It's just to get, you know, no one's around. You're like, you know what?
Jeff in Detroit joins us. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Oh, what up, though? One time for Chat Row. Welcome back, fellas. Missed you guys. Listen, I got a little good, bad, and ugly for you. The good is going to be Miguel Cabrera hitting the 3,000 hit. Matt Stafford happened to be in town with his wife, Kelly. They were dedicating a community center. They always doing stuff here in the city. So that's why we love Matt Stafford here in the city of Detroit, and go Miggy. Bad is going to be Ben Simmons. Now, you were talking yesterday, and I'm going to tell you, it was ridiculous, not what you were saying, but the fact that you had to say this. Somebody that was a six-year veteran, rookie of the year, and he hasn't gotten better, and you have to ease him into a game or he's not playing. That guy is really, really soft, man. I mean, dang. When I say soft, he sprained his wrist petting puppies. When I say soft, Dan, I mean he cut his mouth eating cotton candy. When I say soft, Dan, the man cannot smell roses because the smell is too strong for him.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Jeff's on a roll there.
Setting him up and knocking him down.
Yeah. I don't know the inner workings of Ben Simmons' relationship here or his agent's role here, but there was an issue in Philadelphia, obviously, an issue that he created. He proved to be a player you could not depend on. Your coach said that. Now, did Doc try to walk those words back to say, can you win a championship with Ben Simmons? And I think he said, I don't know. Well, Ben, you created the doubt. And instead of, I'm going to create confidence in my teammates, you just went into hibernation. And then what was it? You created whatever it is that you had in your mind, your head, you created it. You're the one that was afraid to go shoot free throws. You're the one that didn't want to take shots at the end of games. You're the one that didn't want to do anything in the fourth quarter offensively. I don't know how you can trust a player like that. And I try to be fair to the mental illness part of this or whatever he was going through with that. But you still have to have questions. Like, I would love to have asked him, you know, what kind of treatment are you getting? Like, those are fair questions because it has to do with him returning to basketball. And it wasn't me or the media that brought this up. His agent brought up the topic. And that was a long time ago. So we should be able to ask you questions about what is the game plan here? What are you doing? What is treatment? Is it mental, physical? Do you want to play? Like, these are just, like, you never thought that you would have questions like this. For a guy who's supposed to be, well, he's been an all-star a couple of times, very good, you know, defensive player, number one overall pick. Now you see, a year ago at this time, he didn't even want to shoot a layup. But if I look at a guy who's going to go 15 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and plays good defense, I mean, I still want to invest in that stock. It's just, man, I hate to sell it short. By the way, Paulie may be reconsidering his bet. Will a quarterback be taken in the first 13 picks? Could Paulie be betting against Paulie? Chris Sims will join us top of the hour with his mock draft. One more item as we close out hour one. Panini America, our good friends, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And now we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards. When it comes to NFT, Panini is the place to go. Available in packs or Panini's public auctions that are on the site. Find the hottest rookies, biggest stars, all-time greats, featuring official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and the French Soccer League. So there's something for everyone at Panini America. And don't miss out on the special NFL Draft Night NFTs from this highly anticipated rookie class. Share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items you love. These special Draft Night NFTs won't stick around for long, so make sure you head to the site and create your own account today at PaniniAmerica.net. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.